Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Mitch Wertley with VPR News. Classes at St. Michael's College will be remote this week due to a COVID-19 outbreak on campus. VPR's Anna Van Dyne has more.
There are now 26 cases of COVID-19 associated with the outbreak at St. Michael's College. After regular testing last week identified 8 cases of the virus, classes went remote and the Department of Health began contact tracing. The college reported an additional 17 cases over the weekend. In an email to the college community, St. Mike's president, Lorraine Sterrett, said the outbreak was likely caused by one or more students disregarding pandemic policies. Sterrett said that if true, there would be, quote, serious consequences for those responsible. St. Michael's announced Sunday that all classes will be remote this week, and students are being asked to stay on the Colchester campus as much as possible. The college plans to test all students on October 31st. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.
Meanwhile, the Vermont Department of Health reported 80 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. Including Friday's 28 new cases, the state reported 24 new cases on Saturday and another 28 on Sunday. Of Sunday's new cases, 20 of them are in Chittenden County. There are also 2 cases in Washington and Windsor counties, 1 each in Caledonia, Franklin, Orleans, and Rutland counties. 3 people are currently in the hospital with COVID-19 in Vermont. The total number of cases in the state has now surpassed 2,000 to reach 2,073. This summer's hot weather triggered multiple blooms of cyanobacteria on Lake Champlain. The microorganism, also called blue-green algae, is considered a health threat because the toxins they produce can make people sick. When officials see the blooms around the lakeshore, they close beaches and warn the public to stay out of the water. Alec Keating is campground and beach manager for the Burlington Parks and Recreation Department, and he says he was often forced to close beaches just when the weather got hot.
Much more cyanobacteria this year than in years past. 44 days of beach closings this year compared to others.
The blooms are fueled by phosphorus pollution that washes into the lake in stormwater from farm fields and other sources. The state has launched an ambitious cleanup program to reduce phosphorus levels in Lake Champlain, but it could be decades for those efforts to yield results. Eye in the sky for today, cloudy with light rain developing through the morning west to east. The rain mixes with snow through the morning over the Adirondacks and higher terrain of the Northeast Kingdom. Little, if any, accumulation. Temperatures cool with highs ranging through the 40s today. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.